Hello, everybody. This is Nikki from It's Going to Be Okay. And today I'm going to be talking about what do you do when you mess up at work and you're dealing with your anxiety? And sometimes that happens a lot, sometimes it doesn't happen a lot. It used to happen a lot for me when I was younger, and then it didn't happen a lot because I made sure that I had my ducks in a row. But then I moved to a new position and my anxiety really got the best of me. So we're going to talk about that today and some steps that I've been working on to help myself in that situation. So I do want to go over some
Hello and welcome to the podcast Motherhood Unfiltered is Going to Be Okay. My name is Nikki and I am a life coach and mental health advocate for moms. My mission is to help moms move forward with confidence as they overcome the hurdles of mental health struggles. I have personally experienced the challenges of depression and anxiety, and I know how hard it can be to feel like you're just surviving day to day. But with the right tools and guidance, it's possible to not just survive, but to thrive. As a coach, I provide support, encouragement, and practical skills to help moms build resilience and regain control over their lives. Through my work, I have seen firsthand the transformation that can occur when moms are empowered to take charge of their mental health and well-being. So if you're a mom who's feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or just not yourself, I want you to know that it's going to be okay. I'm here to help you navigate these challenges and move towards a life where you feel confident, fulfilled, and thriving. Let's connect and get started.
It's me again. Surprise! You're like, yeah, we know. Who else is it going to be? I'm trying to be professional here, people. It's not working right. Okay, so today's topic is what do you do when you mess up at work? This actually just happened to me again. Now if anybody knows me, I'm not perfect. And I do try to be perfect, but it doesn't always work out. So I was working on a project and I flubbed up royally. So, and I knew I did, and it took me several times to fix it. And I was truly horrified and embarrassed. And it was kind of like I was having an out of body experience with it, with the whole thing. And my boss was like, "What the heck is your problem?" You know? And then she ended up having a meeting with me, and so we went over everything, and she was doing her job like, hey, okay, so this is what happened. This is what you're supposed to do. What's this disconnect? Because I need to make sure you know what you're supposed to do. And it was like I knew what I was supposed to do, but I didn't do it. So I was really embarrassed about it. And so I had to, you know, first of all, myself in my own, you know, on my own time, I had to analyze this situation. You know, I had to take a step back and think about what the crap happened, you know, why did I make those mistakes? And I already knew, you know, what I did messed up other people, you know, because when I work, other people's jobs are affected. Like, we all rely on each other to do, because, you know, I have to wait for other people to do their part. They wait for me to do my part, and then it affects other people. And so it's like a domino effect type thing. So I already knew that what I done had messed up. You know, it had cost time. And so I was upset about that. I ended up, you know, getting it fixed and everything. But I was like, so I had a big crying out about it. So, my husband came home, I cried about it and talked to him about it and was like, because then I was worried out, oh my God, I'm gonna lose my job. And so I had to analyze everything and talk, and then I had to figure out, okay, so how do I fix this from not happening again? Because obviously what I was doing before that I thought was fixing it wasn't fixing it, right? So then I had to, so what led up to these mistakes? I kind of know what happened, but I think I was just, there were some other circumstances. I was feeling overwhelmed. I think it was some time management things that was going on. And, and some just not being hyper focused, right? Now this last week I did a work, we had a work conference that we had to go to. We were there Tuesday, we left Tuesday, spent all day Thursday, came home Thursday afternoon, and we did a PI assessment, a predictive index, and what you do is you pick words that best describes you, and then they give you they give you the assessment back, the results of the assessment. And what it determined was that I am an analyzer. So I have to know all the ins and outs before I can come up with the best solution. And so I'm thinking with this problem that I had, I'm trying to figure out what is all of the clues that I'm having that I have to determine why was I acting like such an idiot and why did I mess up? So I'm thinking that one, oh my God. How do you get a bruise on your finger? I don't know if you can see that. That is a bruise on my finger. I can't believe that. I mean, I've got marks all over me from the cats and from being like, that's from the cat. And then I got bug bites on me. And then I got stung last week from some kind of a bee. Anyway, so how did I mess this up? I mean, I knew what I had to do to do this work, and I did part of the work, and then I had to go back and rework some of it. And when the rework is what I screwed up, and I did a horrible, lousy job, and that is what got me, was I was being sloppy. I was trying to hurry, and it was like the Thursday, Friday before my vacation, and I just wanted to get it done, and I did a poor booty job at it, and that is what got me. And so that's the only thing I can figure out what happened, and I'm regretting that now, because if anybody knows me, that's not me. Like, I mean, usually I make sure that everything is top notch, maybe that's just how Nikki is this age, at the age of 50. So, but that's not what Nikki wants to be known for. So anyway, that's my biggest regret. Let me pull my notes up here so I can see properly. So So if you if you realize you messed up, now remember, in the midst of this, your anxiety is going to be sky high. Like my anxiety was through the roof, okay? And I thought, like, my anxiety was so high, my whole skin, my whole body was buzzing. The train was going through my head. The racetracks were going. It was NASCAR Indy 500 going off in there. And my hair was pew, so I was like, I mean, I was tingling all over. So my anxiety was skyrocketed. So it was high, okay? My boss had already went ahead and scheduled a meeting so that we could talk through all this stuff. So I had already talked to her about this stuff. If you ha experience this and your boss doesn't come talk to you about it, you need to get your talking points out and you need to go talk to your boss. You need to be take action and say, okay, these are things that has happened. This is I messed up. This is why. This is what I did, and this is how I'm going to fix it. You be the bigger employee, and there are times I've had to go do that, okay? Because where I used to work, there was just too many of us. And so I had to be the one to say, okay, I just want to let you know this is where I'm at. If she hadn't have done that, then I would have went to her and say, hey, I want to let you know this happened. This is what happened, why. This is how I fixed it, and I just want to let you know this is what went on. Okay? So, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Okay. So what are you going to do when you come from that? So, in the midst of all that, my anxiety level was through the roof. So, my doctor has given me a choice, the medication I can take up to 3 times a day. Up until this point, I was taking it maybe once a day, sometimes twice a day. So I upped it to 3 times a day because I realized that I really needed it 3 times a day. So now, since then, that's been a few weeks ago, I'm down to twice a day. I went to my work conference. I took it 3 times a day there because that was a high anxiety situation for me. So I took it 3 times a day. So that's just the thing that my doctor has allowed me to do. I don't, whatever you and your doctor decide on, that's between you and them. I'm not a health professional. So, you have to talk to your doctor about all that rigmarole. So, last talking point that I had is follow-up plan. So the follow-up plan is make sure if you take medications to continue to take your medication. If you talk with your boss, you have a follow-up plan. So I have a follow-up plan. We have things in place, and so that this doesn't happen again. She needs to know that Nikki's got her ducks in a row. Okay. So you just got to be diligent at work. You got to do. I got to demonstrate that I'm committed to making sure this doesn't happen, again. I got to make sure I'm paying attention to the details because my job is all about details. And I've got to double check my work. I can't be, doing what I did before. I can't be like, I just want this done, and so I'm just going to put a bunch of crap in here and let it fly. I can't do that. It would have been better to have not done it than to have just put a bunch of crap in. That's what, I hate to even think about it. Now that I'm saying it. So, and I just, you know, those same steps, I just don't want to do the same thing and, you know, make those same mistakes again. So I need to prevent that from happening again in, you know, in the futures. Okay, let's see here. Go down here to the rest of my notes. So, you know, so of course, you know, I did, when I talked to my boss, it hurt a lot. I was embarrassed, and I did not want to have that conversation with her, you know, because it's embarrassing. And I'm sure she didn't want to have that conversation with me. It was probably embarrassing for her too. So, you know, but acknowledge the emotions, you know. I allowed myself to think about them, and I remained professional, you know, as much as I could. And I tried to remain positive. I did not try to be negative in my work, you know, after that. I tried to be positive in everything that I do. Now, here's the thing that has made a difference from now and in the past. In the past, when I've gotten in trouble, it's made me mad, and I've pouted, and I've had a lot of high anxiety. I got depressed. When I was at home, I did not take care of myself. I would go to bed early. I ate my feelings. I did not take care of myself, and I would let my house go. I mean, all the negative things that you could think of, Nikki did. And so, and that, I mean, I've been at this company for 20 years now, so I can go back way in the back of all the times that someone has said no to Nikki, and Nikki just stood there with her hands on her hips and shaking her head like, well, you're not going to tell me, I'm going to do what I want, you know. And I could just imagine the heartache I've caused people. And so, but since 2020, I have been doing really, being really, trying really hard to be a different person and to react positively. Not get mad, take things to heart, take the criticism, and react in a positive manner. So, this time, I wrote in my journal. I talked to my support team. So, my support team includes my husband, some of my family members, my life coach. And I prayed and I read my Bible. And then I also talked to a couple of professional colleagues that I have to make sure that questions I had were answered professionally. So that's different than what Nikki would have reacted 17 years ago, you know, or, you know, before the 3 years ago. And that's why I'm doing this episode, so that I can tell you the positive things that you can do when you get in trouble at work for something that you've done, that, you know, or if you messed up, you know, and you didn't realize it, you know, or you do realize it and you feel bad for making a mistake. You know, I don't want you to react negatively and then turn something minor into a big, huge mistake. Because I know that some of the times that I've gotten talked to could have been avoided if Nikki had just been a little bit calmer and a little bit more positive about it. And it took me a long time because I don't like being told what to do. My family is so hard-headed and stubborn, and You can talk to my mom and she will tell you. I got in trouble so many times for blatantly disobeying my mother, and my mother is the exact same way. And she, so, but I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be a hard-headed person. Sometimes it just comes out. And so I have to work on it. I really do have to work on it on a daily basis. And our pastor at church has been talking about lose yourself. And basically what he is saying is, what are you giving up to help someone else in need? And so this is just my message of, yes, you made a mistake. Yes, I made a mistake, but it's a fixable mistake. Nikki can swallow her pride. Nikki made a mistake. It was Nikki's fault. And Nikki can work on being becoming a better employee. And trust me, when I grasp a concept and I get it, it's in my brain and it's in there. It's in there for a good long time. And so I just want my boss to be really proud of me and I don't want her to be disappointed. I don't want anybody to be disappointed in me. I want to be a help to them, and I want them to be glad that, they hired me. Plus, I need this job, and I know you need your job, especially what's going on today and our culture and everything. So, okay. Now, if you're someone, this is maybe you're younger, and this is maybe the first time you're getting in trouble. And your anxiety's through the roof. Just take a deep breath and just take it as a learning curve and don't ever do that again. It was that easy. But most likely you will do make that same mistake again, right? So, anyway, the thing of it is, we're all going to make mistakes, but if you know why you made that mistake and if you know how to fix it, you're going to be all right, okay? If you don't know why you made the mistake and if you don't know how to fix it, then that's going to be a problem. So those are the things that you're going to have to learn how to handle. One of the other things we learned in our at our work conference was identifying the problem. And most of the time, people don't know how to identify the problem and analyzing the problem and then finding a solution for the problem. So that's if you can do that for your boss, then you've done a lot of the work for them. They're not supposed to do the work for you, okay? You're supposed to do your work, and that includes figuring out your problems, why you made the problem, how to fix the problem, and why you did the problem. So, and there's been times when I did not even have a clue, And it was something that was new. I'm still learning new things. And so I'm like, I need you to tell me why. So, okay. Negative impulses. Oh gosh. Okay, so I started to touch on this, and this is something that we need to address. We all react to things negatively, and that's just human nature. We are all born Let me see if I can find. I wrote down a bunch of scriptures here. Let me see if I can find. So, it's normal to address things in a negative way. That's just our human nature. So, like I said before, in the past, I would have eaten my sorrows away. Does that work? No. All I end up doing is just eating. Then I would have called off work, try to avoid work because I'm sick. Then I would have just stayed in bed. Like, I would have come home from work and just went to bed. I would have binged out on TV, and I would have drank all the tea. And ate all the chocolate, ate all the carbs. Then I would have got on the phone and just yammer, 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 yammer to anybody that would have listened to me. Anyway, I didn't do that this time. Did I want to? Yes, I wanted to, but I didn't. So instead, I went out and, like, each day on lunch, I went either for a walk or I went out and worked in my yard. And, or I, like, picked something that I needed to declutter. I know I talk about decluttering all the time, but people, my kids, I'm still finding crap that they've left here. And so I have, like I said, I have the spare bedroom. My son came and stayed for a weekend and brought stuff, and he left stuff here. I'm going to choke him. So now I have stuff to give back to him. I'm like, my youngest, sweetest baby boy, I love you so much, but you're killing me. So anyway, so there's always something to declutter, and there's always branches to pick up. Just there's always something to do. So, but here's the thing. I did go to bed early that first week after, the talk from my boss. And, but I didn't see that as a bad thing. I was emotionally, because my anxiety had escalated, I was emotionally, drained, So I did need that extra rest, to to process everything. So I did this extra time in devotion, like reading my Bible, journaling. I did, like I said, I take my medication. It was just been, it was a stressful time, but it was a better reaction to everything. It was a, such a positive reaction. Something I feel like a big grown up now, because I reacted to it in a more positive manner. And my reaction to it because of that in my work, I feel like it's like smoothed over faster, because I did ask God to help me be more diligent. And to help me be more focused and to be more detail oriented. And I really feel like that he's helped me do that. And I appreciate that a lot, because I take pride and joy in my work, and I want to be happy, you know, when my work is complete, and my boss sees that, I want her to be happy. You know, I don't want her to worry about, was Nikki going to do it right, you know? Let's focus on positive, you know, reactions. So if you're going through something similar, you know, write your feelings out. You know, write your feelings out. Go for a walk. Do some breathing. Positive breathing. Go outside. Get some fresh air. If you feel like you can't make it, call your doctor. I've said this time and time again. If there's times you don't feel like you're going to make it, call your doctor, please. I mean, I feel like, you know, God is giving our medical professions this knowledge to help us. And especially in today's age of all this technology, and it's there for a reason, you know. And I feel like it's a waste if we don't use it. So do I believe that God can heal us? Of course I do. I hear many stories of people being healed and, you know, and things like that. So, okay, so let's review real quickly, and then we will end the episode. So let me go back over here. Okay, so again, if you've messed up at your job, analyze the situation. Just take a step back. Assess what went wrong. What were the mistakes made? You know, and the impact it made on yourself, and on your boss, and your coworkers. Find out where and how you messed up, and then fix it. You know, fix it right away. Don't wait. You know, if someone else ended up fixing it, you know, ask them. If you don't know how and why, make sure you get with them and find out. If your boss hasn't talked with you yet, you initiate the talk. You initiate that. You schedule a time with them. I've done that plenty of times in the past. And you do that. Nothing wrong with you going in and saying, hey, this happened. This is what was done. This is what happened. And this is how it was fixed. And then after that, and you let them know how it's going to be prevented in the future. Then you be hyper vigilant so that it doesn't happen again. That's how I am. I'm being hyper vigilant so it doesn't happen again. And because all of my work is basically the same, I went through and checked all my other aspects of my job. So that if I messed up this one thing, then I potentially had messed up other things. So I went through after I had that talk with my boss and checked everything else to make sure nothing else was messed up. I already, you know, so check everything else. If that means staying over or whatever, you do that. So what caused all this? Was it something at work? Was it home? So what else was playing a role in this? You know, did you have personal life stuff that was interfering with your job? You know, do you need help? You know, life stuff can affect your work performance. If it is, then you need to you need to reach out to me and I can help you walk through those steps. You know, those are going to be some good things that can help you. I've been there, you know, and my personal life has definitely interfered many times. So, and you've got to separate those two because, you know, they pay you to work. So, and you got to keep home at home and work at work. It's hard, but you can do it. You can. So, and that's why I journal. You know, when I worked in a office, I would go walking outside, you know, and I still do things like that today, you know, and I do, you know, I do my 10 minutes of quiet time, you know, when I get off from work. I mean, and this stuff doesn't happen overnight. These are baby steps of little things that you can do to improve your life. But you got to take care of yourself first, or you can't take care of anybody else. Okay. Emotional self-assessment, people. Yeah, you got to do it. When you get in trouble at work, it's embarrassing and most likely I will cry. I will cry my eyes out. But I go to the bathroom. I take 5 minutes and I cry. I blow my nose, dry my eyes off. And then after work, I cry again. I recognize that. If you're a dude, go scream somewhere or yell or go punch something. Women can do that too. But that also includes self-care routine. Again, self-care routine. And then addressing the negative impulses. That is our human nature. It's natural to react negatively, but it feels so much better to react in a positive manner. And you get through it so much better. And people recognize it. Your higher ups recognize it. Your teammates recognize it. You handle that so well, you know, and they will acknowledge that for you and they will commend you for it. It's not easy. It is super hard, but, and you will feel proud of yourself. I feel proud of myself. Because there are most times I don't handle things in a positive way. You can ask my kids. Mom can get a little psycho. So, anyway, we all make mistakes at work from time to time. But you got to learn from them. You got to learn how to make, when you do make mistakes, how do you recognize it? You recognize the problem. How do you fix that problem? And why did you make the mistake? And how do you prevent it from happening? Those are important to your employer, to your boss. And they want to know, how do you stop from doing that again? That's important to them. They understand. A lot of bosses are understanding. They understand that you're not going to do that again. And they know that. So I hope this has been helpful for you. And I hope to see you again.